Welcome to the King's Church podcast. We are an ACC church based on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. We'd love for you to join us on any given Sunday. In the meantime, we hope this message blesses you.
Hi, church. Well, today I'm going to be finishing the series that we started at the start of this term, looking at the book of Proverbs. Those of you who have been with us would know that over the course of this year, we've been looking at different topics in the book of Proverbs to see how we can apply them to our lives. Each year in term three, we look at a book of the Bible. And this year we've been looking at Proverbs, but we're doing it slightly different from how we've done other ones. In the past, we've been looking at them line upon line, chapter by chapter, in an expository way. But what we've done with Proverbs is, because it's a group of different sayings, we've just been looking at them topic by topic, picking a topic and seeing what Proverbs has to say about it. And today I'm going to finish this series looking at the topic of integrity. So before we do, I just want to pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I just ask and pray that today you would help us to have a conviction to live a life of integrity, because your word tells us that it's actually better to do so. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to read you a couple of verses. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1 says this. It says, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool." So it's basically saying it's better to be poor with integrity than otherwise. Now, notice this. Proverbs 28, 6 also says, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich." Now, they're almost identical, those verses, but there's a slight difference. In the first one, it says better is that who walks in integrity, and it says that better than one who is perverse in his lips. Then the second one actually says better is he who walks in his integrity, better than one who is perverse in his ways. So we can see that integrity is actually talking about having integrity of speech, and it's also having integrity of action. So a person with integrity is someone who has pure speech and someone who has pure actions. That our actions and our speech must actually be in alignment and must have integrity. Now notice this, he actually says better it is to have integrity. So clearly then, there's benefits to living a life of integrity. Now, a definition of integrity is this: the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. So if you're honest, and if you have strong moral principles, according to Proverbs, it's better to be like that. It's better for you. And so I want to talk to you today about four benefits that Proverbs tells us about living a life of integrity. Someone who actually is honest and actually has strong moral principles and actions. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. The first benefit of integrity is actually provision. God promises provision for those who are integrous. It tells us in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, it says, "The righteous man walks in his integrity." So notice this, righteousness is aligned with integrity. It's aligned with our words and it's aligned with our behavior. So righteousness is more than just what you believe. Righteousness is more than just what you know and what you think. True righteousness is married with integrity. And that's talking about purity of words, purity of action, and purity of motives. Now look at what it says here in Proverbs 20, verse 7, about someone who is righteous with integrity. It says, "His children are blessed after him." So what does that mean? There is blessing for those that come after us. It also tells us in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 3, "The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he casts away the desire of the wicked." Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6 says this, "Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked." Proverbs 13, 22 says this, "A good man, an integrous man, leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous." Proverbs 13, 25, "The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want." Proverbs 15, verse 6, "In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. So watch this. These are all scriptures that basically saying that the righteous person, the person with integrity, will actually receive provision from the Lord. So how, what does that mean for us? Well, you know, we tend to compromise or have a desire to compromise our convictions very often because we think we're going to be better off financially. I know myself, the greatest temptation to compromise is in times where somehow you think you're going to be better off financially. But the scripture tells us the exact opposite. It actually tells us that if you live a life of integrity, in the long run, you will actually be better off financially. Even in business, there are times when we want to cut corners, thinking that somehow it's going to be better for the bottom line. But actually, the opposite is true, that if you have strong moral principles, if you have strong ethics, that over the long run, it's actually better for you financially. I watched a movie a couple of years ago called Deepwater Horizon. And in the movie, it talks about an oil rig that actually caught on fire. And it was actually run by BP, British Petroleum. And in the investigators found that really the cause of the fire was because of the compromise that was exhibited by BP. That they weren't maintaining it properly, that they were making a number of decisions to try and increase income, but at the same time they were compromising their standards. And as a result of that, eventually over time, it caused this massive fire, which cost them approximately $1 billion. And it actually exposed them to billions of dollars of litigation. So what that means is this. They made a decision to compromise on the integrity of their organization, thinking that they would be better off financially. But actually, they were worse off financially. In the judgment at the time, a judge actually said that top management was too focused on delivering financial performance and gave little authority to internal quality and safety departments. So what that means is this, their compromising of their standards actually led to being worse off financially. But the reason why they compromised their standards is because they thought they would be better off. Now here we can see that actually in scripture, that's what the scripture is actually telling us, that in the long run, integrity will actually help us with provision. So in those moments where you're tempted to compromise on things financially, in those moments which we all experience where we're tempted to actually be unethical when it comes to handling money, let's keep the long view according to what scripture tells us, that in the long run, you'll actually be better off if you handle your finances with integrity. The second benefit of integrity is direction. Proverbs chapter 11, 3-4 says this, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." Proverbs 11, verse 5 says this, "The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness." What is it saying? It's saying integrity and righteousness will direct us. What does that mean? Well, it means this. If you have two options and you don't know which one to take, take the righteous option. Take the godly option. The Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It doesn't say the steps of an evil man. It doesn't say the steps of a compromised man. It doesn't say the steps of a wicked man. It says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So in those moments where we're tempted, when we have two options, and one is a compromise way, and one is a moral way, which is the way we're supposed to go? Well, clearly we're supposed to take the moral way. That is actually God's guidance. We take the highway. But why are we then tempted to actually take the low way? Well, it's obvious, because we think that the low way will actually get us to where we want to go. But actually, according to scripture, the highway is always the best way. That is why sometimes when we compromise, because we have these options, and sometimes the option is a compromise way. We've seen that happen many, I've experienced that many times in my life, and I'm sure that you've experienced that in your life as well. I remember one time I was actually going to the movies with a friend of mine, and this was many years ago, it was about, you know, over 25 years ago now, and he hadn't been to church in the morning. And so I was at church in the morning, and me and another friend thought, you know what, we're going to go over to our friend's house. His name was Owen. We're going to go to Owen's house and take him out for lunch, go to the movies, and then we'll take him to church that night. So we went over to Owen's house after the morning service, and we said, Owen, would you like to come out with us for lunch and come to a movie? And he said, no worries. So we went out, and we went out for lunch. And then afterwards, we went to see a movie. Now, the movie we went to, obviously, you know, you go to a Cineplex, and there's like 8-10 cinemas there. And the movie we went to see was at the cinema right down the very end. And then the movie finished, and we were walking out. And as we were walking out, before we actually left, we walked past one of the theatres there that had a movie that was about to start, and it was actually going to, and it was going to finish just in time for us to get to church. So me and the other guy went to church that morning, his name was Jamie. We looked at him, each other, and we said, well, praise the Lord. God's created a way for us. He's blessing us. And so there was nothing going to stop us. We could just walk straight into the cinema and go in there. And, you know, we weren't going to get hit by a lightning bolt from heaven. And, you know, technically it was stealing. But you know what? You know, I'm sure the cinema had lots of money. And so we just decided to mosey on in. As soon as we did that, we heard this voice behind us talking very loudly. Oh, come on, guys. Come on, guys, you can't do that. We turn around and it's Owen. Owen was the guy who didn't even go to church that morning. And I said, shh, Owen, would you be quiet? Stop drawing attention. He said, oh, come on, guys, you can't do that. He goes, not on a Sunday. And look, to be honest, he was right. It would have been the wrong thing to do. Integrity dictates that we shouldn't do that. Now, here's the interesting thing. If we had have done it, I am sure that we wouldn't have been struck down by lightning. I am sure that we wouldn't have lost our salvation. And quite possibly, there would not have been any immediate negative consequence in our life. I am sure that we probably would have gotten away with it. But one of the things I've learned over the years is this, that even if we got away with it, there is one consequence. And the consequence is this: there would have been an erosion in our character. We would have started establishing a habit that maybe right there and then wouldn't have been negative, but down the track would probably have caused us to actually miss out on something. It would have affected our character. I've seen that happen many, many times. When people have actually a habit of compromise, have a habit of a lack of integrity, at some point down the road, it actually negatively affects them. Because in the short term, they may not have actually experienced some negative consequence, but there's always an erosion to their character. That's why the Proverbs actually tells us that integrity will guide us. If you don't know the direction that you're supposed to take, if there's two options, and one is an integrous way, and the other way is a way of compromise, my encouragement to you is this, and the Scripture's encouragement to us is this: take the way of integrity. Even if it doesn't look like it's going to get you to where you go, want to go, in the long run, it will actually be better. And the third thing that integrity, the third benefit of integrity is actually protection. Integrity actually protects us. Proverbs 10 verse 9 says this: he who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his way will become known. Proverbs 16:12 says this: it's an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established, strengthened by righteousness. Proverbs 11 verse 6 says this: the righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. Proverbs 11 verse 8 says this: the righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. So all those scriptures in Proverbs indicate to us this, that integrity and righteousness in the long run will preserve and actually protect us. You know, the word integrity is actually used in other forums. There's a phrase called structural integrity. And so what that means is this, that a lot of structures, it's like integrity that helps them to stand, like the strength of it. And if the integrity is compromised, eventually the structure will eventually fall. And you can see that I've seen documentaries about how some buildings have actually fallen. And because there wasn't any care taken to their maintenance, because there wasn't any care taken to their upkeep, eventually there was an erosion and there was a lack of integrity, and it caused that thing to fall. In the same way, as we guard our integrity, as we guard our hearts, as we guard our ways, and as we guard our speech, it will help maintain integrity in our lives. And it will cause us to actually remain strong, and it will cause us to be able to do that. You know, a classic example of this is actually in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may know of the story in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3. And it talks about how the king had decreed that everybody, that he there was an idol created of his image, and that when the trumpet sounded, everybody in the nation would need to bow down and worship that image. And when they did that, when they blew the trumpet, everyone bowed down except for three people. News came back to the king, and he found out that there were three men that did not bow down to that image: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so the punishment for them was this: they were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. When they were confronted by the king, they said, "King, we can't do that. And, you know, we know our God is able to save us. And even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to that our idol." It outraged the king. So the king caused the furnace to be turned seven times hotter. And so then they were actually thrown into the furnace. The people who threw them into the furnace were burned. But inside the furnace, they were protected. And actually a fourth man appeared. And theologians say that it was actually Christ himself, that actually before he was even revealed to the world, Christ himself actually came and actually protected them. And we can see in that passage of scripture that they were stuck between a rock and a hard place. I am sure that they would have been tempted to bow down. I'm sure there were plenty of other believers that just thought, you know, we're just going to bow down to this idol, and, you know, and we'll just, you know, God will forgive us and we'll just make it through. Because they thought that the option was bow down and live, or don't bow down and burn. Little did they know that when they chose not to compromise, God will actually come through for them and would actually protect them. But the scripture actually tells us that that we are protected when we actually walk in our integrity. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21, an inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. So what that means is this: that sometimes God withholds things from us, things that will be a blessing, things that will help us in our future. He withholds them from us because we don't yet have the character or integrity to actually handle it. Sometimes that's the goodness of God manifesting in our life. Look at the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The prodigal son received his inheritance hastily. But because he received it hastily and he received it early, beyond it was time, he actually frittered it away and completely wasted it. And I firmly believe that God loves us so much that sometimes he will actually withhold things that he's promised for us, withhold good things that he's got for us, until our integrity is able to handle that blessing. The older I get, the more I realize that there's been many times God has given me a blessing or an inheritance or some kind of breakthrough well beyond when I wanted to actually have it. But in hindsight, realized he gave it to me right when my integrity was able to handle it. And that was actually God's protection. And so I want to encourage some of you that have got some dreams and some aspirations and some goals that God has put on your heart and hasn't come about yet. I want to let you know that God is protecting you until you have the character and the integrity to handle what God actually has for your life. Because integrity will actually protect us. And the last thing that I believe, that the last blessing or benefit, as the Bible says, it's better to walk in integrity. The last benefit is actually reputation. Reputation. We have a good reputation as a result of our integrity. Proverbs 10 verse 7 says this: the memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. What does that mean? Well, it actually means that it says the memory of the righteous is blessed. Your legacy, the way people think about you, the way that you're remembered is actually going to be blessed. But if you don't have integrity, your name will rot. So your reputation is directly affected by integrity. Proverbs 10 verse 9 says this: he who walks with integrity walks securely. So that's talking about the protection point we said before. But he who perverts his way will become known. Known not in a good way. known in a bad way, that you will actually be known by your bad actions. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says this, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favour rather than silver and gold. So it says it's better to have a good name than silver and riches, that it's actually so important. Notice this, he says a good name is to be chosen. You can choose to have a good name. You can choose to have a good reputation. How do you do that? Through integrity. God wants us to live our lives with names that are untarnished, with names that actually bring glory to God. You know, even in the business world, there have been some businesses that have actually changed their names because the standards that they had before were bad, and so they actually had to disassociate themselves if they wanted to have a new future. I know of one particular building company, a very large building company, that actually changed its name from one to another because its reputation was so bad, they actually had to change their name. Our integrity actually affects our name. And one of the greatest things that we can do, one of the greatest legacies we can leave behind, is actually to leave behind a good name. I've mentioned to you before that a couple of months ago, I went to a funeral down in Adelaide. And the funeral was for a man by the name of Pastor Andrew Evans. And Pastor Andrew Evans was our national president of our movement for 20 years, from 1977 to 1997. And he was a man who had great success and favour, but also he was a man of unimpeachable integrity. His integrity was paramount. There was no scandals associated with his name. He wasn't actually accused of anything that was negative. He was a man who did well in life, but he had great character and integrity. And I was deeply moved when I went down to his funeral, because his funeral was one, there was just a great celebration of his life. There was no elephants in the room. There was no skeletons in the closet about his behaviour. You know, occasionally you can go to a funeral and you can kind of tell that the person that has died has left maybe a bad mark in people's lives, and people kind of skirt around it, but you could feel it in the atmosphere. But when I went down to that funeral, it was nothing but celebration. It was nothing but honouring a life that was well lived. And I was deeply impacted by it. And when I came back home, I thought, that's the legacy I want to leave. I want to leave a legacy that when my name is mentioned, that my children are actually proud of it. That when my name is mentioned, that people around are proud of it. It's especially important for me because my name's very unique. There's only like three of us in the whole of Australia that have my name. So if I do something that messes up our name, everybody's going to know about it. And that's something that's always in the back of my mind as well. But I want to encourage you that we compromise integrity because we want to live life for the moment. We have some momentary decisions that we make that later on we can actually regret. I want to encourage you to keep the long view. And the long view is this, that at the end we want to leave behind a good reputation. The long view is that in the long run, God will actually provide provision for us. The long run, we're actually financially better off. That in the long run, God will actually protect us. And that in the long run, God will guide us and direct us as we stay true to integrity and make integrous decisions. And I want to encourage you that at the end of this series in Proverbs, we've learnt a lot about how to live this life. But of all the things we've learnt, I believe what this I'm talking about today is the most countercultural. That in our society, there's always a temptation to compromise. There's always a temptation to be slippery. But Proverbs actually tells us that in the long run, in the long view, you will actually live a life that is well lived if we maintain our integrity. And I want to pray for some people right now, because I believe that there's some people right now that you are having some challenges. You've got some ethical dilemmas that you're facing, that you'll be feeling pulled in a direction that you know isn't right, and that you should go in another direction, but the temptation is to go this way. I want to pray for you that today you'll have the courage of your convictions, that regardless of what you're facing, you will make a decision that is integrous, that in the short term it might look like a sacrifice, but in the long run you're actually going to win. So if that is you right now, I just want to pray for you. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I'm not going to ask you to come out the front. But I want to pray for you, those of you right now that are facing some ethical decisions and some ethical dilemmas that you are facing, that God will give you the courage of your convictions, that you will actually follow the way of integrity and not the way of compromise. Let's pray. Father, I pray for everybody right now who is feeling challenged in this area. I want to pray for those that are feeling drawn in a direction that they know in their heart of hearts is one that is compromised and not right. I ask and pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would put in them today the courage of their convictions, that today that you would put steel in their backbone, Lord, that they will, no matter what happens, that they will stay true to the convictions that you've put in their heart, and that they would choose the way of integrity and the way of moral principle, Lord God, that in the long run, if they do that, they will win. So I pray for them right now. I thank you that today is a pivot point. I thank you for some, this is a change of behavior. And I thank you for that, Lord God. And I know that in the long run, it is better to walk in integrity, as Proverbs tells us. I thank you and praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for new messages weekly. You can keep updated on what's happening in the life of King's Church by following us on social media at King's Church GC. Be blessed.